How many boys and girls love going to school? Come on, be honest now. Yes, well, you know, I go to school. Every morning, Monday to Friday, I go to school. But there's only one of the schools that I go inside into. The others I stop at the gate. And one of my duties every week, every day, is taking grandchildren to school. And also taking a little fella who lives round the corner from us, I take him as well, little Alexander. And it's very interesting because I hear all sorts of things when they're discussing different matters, and I find it really most interesting what boys and girls want to say to each other. But on Friday past, I was at going to the school, going to two schools, and then I had Grace. She was going to the nursery. She's just about four, and she's our darling Grace, and she can be cheeky like all the other boys and girls. But she said to me in the car on Friday, she said, "Granda, who's coming for me?" That was to collect her, to bring her home, because sometimes I go for her and sometimes her mummy goes for her. And she said, "I would like my mummy to come for me." Well, I said, "When I go back home, I will go across to your mummy and I will say to your mummy, and I'm sure there's no problem, your mummy will come for you." So that was all right. She seemed satisfied about that. But then, after a minute or two, she said to me, she said, "Granda, could we go and see Rosie today?" Now, Rosie is our son, one of our boys, married and living up the road from us. They got a dog last year, and the dog is called Rosie. And it's a beautiful Welsh Springer. I think that's what you call it, brown and white. It would jump over the moon. It would tear the shirt off your back if it got a chance. It has got more and more converted, and it's not as bad as it used to be. But the reason they got the dog was because the little girl, she has been absolutely mad about a dog. How many boys and girls love a dog? Well, you just say to your mommy and daddy when you go home you want to get a dog, a Welsh Terrier or a Springer. Well, this wee girl, she wanted a dog in desperation. But anyhow, one day her daddy arrived at the house, our house, and I thought there was something peculiar about him coming at that time. And he started explaining to me about this, possibly this dog, and he said, "But it would really depend on you, Granda, if you could go when necessary," which nearly means every day, "at 1 o'clock and let the dog out and feed the dog." So that's my job. I do that normally every day. There's the odd day when other arrangements are made or there's somebody not going to work or whatever, but normally I go to see Rosie and we have a session in the back garden. There's a big garden, and we have a session in the back garden, and I feed her and so on. And she's obviously very fond of me by now, although she can't really say it audibly, but anyhow, we get on well together. But Grace said on Friday, she said, "Granda," because I've taken her a few times on the way home to see Rosie, she said, "Granda, could we go and see Rosie today?" Well, I said, "Now," I said, "if you go to see Rosie today, your mummy won't be coming to bring you home." I said, "I will have to come." "Oh, well," she says, "you come and bring me home." And so mummy faded into the background, and I went and brought her home, brought her to via Rosie, and she had about a half an hour with Rosie, and she was all excited. She loves Rosie, and Rosie loves her, and Rosie jumps all over her with lick round her face and so on. And I have a piece of paper, and I run to knock Rose, keep Rosie from licking round her. And I think I would nearly need a rise in the annuity fund for all this work that I do. It's tremendous. But you know, we were highly amused about this. She was so serious about mommy coming, and she wanted mommy to come. But then she suddenly changed her mind when she must have thought about Rosie, and when she knew that Rosie, she could see Rosie, if I went, she said, that's all right. And so that's what happened. But you know, boys and girls, that was a choice that Grace made. And boys and girls make choices, even no matter how small nearly they are. Because just outside our home in Larne, maybe as many as 12 children would gather together. And there's one of those 12, and he would be a bit more aggressive than the rest. And I've heard some of them saying, I don't want to play with. And they make choices. And that's something that happens. You choose your company, your friends, who you will play with, and so on. There's lots of choices that boys and girls and adults and older people, we're making choices all the time. But you know, the Bible tells us about the greatest of all choices. And that's the choice of trusting Christ, of receiving Christ, of coming to Christ, of believing in Christ. In fact, I've read from Colossians this morning, and one of the many verses in this lovely letter says this: as you have therefore received, that's what it says in the Authorized here, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him. And that's why boys and girls sing in Sunday school and in children's meetings, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. And boys and girls as young as 4 have chosen, have received, have accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. I trust that all the boys and girls, that's the most important choice that we can ever make. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve.